Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host Tony Canyas, and I'm pitching a double header today. Recorded another episode earlier today, and now I have with me Chuck Blondino, author of the new book The Remarkable Insurance Agency, and basically longtime carrier sales leader. I have no issue saying the company. It's really up to you. At a large and great carrier. Although I think you started with before the large carrier bought out your carrier. I'm guessing it's what happened. So Chuck, first of all, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
Oh, it's just excellent. I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. So just before I started recording, you were telling me that your background is kind of that carrier sales leadership side. How did you end up? Yeah, tell me a little bit about your career and kind of how you ended up on the sales and marketing side of insurance.
Yeah, so first I'm going to say I don't have any problems saying their name. I will always
Perfect.
be proud of sharing that I worked 26 years with both Safeco and Liberty Mutual Insurance. I respect them greatly. I respect the people that
Great
work
companies.
there. It's not that any company is out there without faults, but for my career, I was able to help agents grow for over 2 decades, including the last 7 years, having a national position with a national team of a dozen people that only were there to help people grow their marketing and their digital capabilities. I don't know of any other carrier that has spent the time or the money to have a dozen people invested in solely for the purpose of helping independent agents grow. So I will always respect what they do, and I continue to. Before that, long before Tony, I ran a business of my own. I'm a very weird guy in the insurance space in that I spend all my time with a carrier, but I have this entrepreneurial spirit. And it's because before I turned 20, so I'm now talking over 40 years ago, I left my home of Seattle to go to Salt Lake City, where I didn't know a person, I didn't know the town, I didn't know the culture, to open a business, and in 18 months had 6 trucks and an 8-person phone room back when you could still do that. But that experience has always put on my heart, especially as a carrier guy, the what an agent goes through running their business and truly understanding that. So I'm a weird guy. I say that with the heart of an agent that works for a carrier.
The heart of an agency that works for a carrier. Okay, and I agree. Everything I've heard about Safeco and about Liberty, and I'm a former Liberty middle market underwriter. But everything I've heard about both Liberty and Safeco, they're just wonderful companies. And it speaks well to Liberty, the fact that they didn't swallow Safeco and just turned them into Liberty, right? Like Safeco. The Safeco brand still exists and it's still well respected in the community. So you ran this small trucking business for a while, and how did you end up joining Safeco after that?
Well, I had been involved in different kind of sales. I'd been involved in grocery, and in the grocery industry, you're working weekends, weeknights, overnight, holidays. And I said, there's got to be something different out there. And somebody said, oh, you ought to go try Safeco. I said, what did they do? So I didn't even know. And but as I heard more about it, I'd always been interested in the potential of a corporate life. Tony, I have sorry, I appreciate your help with millennials greatly. I have a big heart for students involved in DECA, Distributive Education Clubs of America,
Okay.
and helping those people find careers. I mean, I used to look, both my parents were teachers, And I would look at the buildings in downtown Seattle and say, what do people do in there? I didn't even know. Well, getting involved in DECA and business and student organizations like that, excuse me, really helped me understand what a huge opportunity there was in the world of business. So helping millennials and young people find opportunities, not only in insurance, but in business, that's big on my heart. So I appreciate what you do there.
Thank you. I have so much fun doing it. And I think that as an industry, we're slowly getting better at it. But it's definitely an uphill battle. So you go to Safeco, and because of your entrepreneurial background, the self-management side, the self enablement side, or whatever you want to call it, the interaction of the carrier with the independent agents. That's always where you found kind of a natural home, basically.
So I started in middle market underwriting as well, and
Oh, okay.
on the commercial side. And went from there to being a territory manager, a manager in the workers' comp underwriting department. I was a sales manager for years, then a marketing director, and then I finally got to lead this national department. So that's kind of my history there. But my challenge and where that all developed was it was 2005, 2006. And I was a sales manager, and we had double-digit rate increases and double-digit growth goals with no new products to sell. And I had to figure out how are we going to make this work? Yellow Pages was dying. The vast majority of agencies were shrinking just a little bit. Retention was dropping. And what I found through a study of 1,000 agencies is that we had 9 agents that were growing double digits, so 10% or more, and they had retention over 90%.
So
And
only 9 out of 1,000. So that's like 0.9%. In fact, I like my math is not good enough. I'm probably so 9 out of 1,000. Yeah, 0.009 to 0.9%. So less a little bit less than 1% of agencies were actually growing and had good retention.
yeah, so it's it's to the point. Good retention can be the industry average is 84%. If you have mostly preferred clients, your average retention is about 87%. But these had higher than 90%, and they were growing. It's not too hard for agents to not focus at all on new business and just focus on retention and requote everybody and do all that they can to keep them. But they're not going to grow very much. Likewise, it's okay for people, or simpler, easier for people to grow without focusing on retention. But to do both at the same time was really significant.
Okay, so you identified those agencies, and I guess at that point the logical thing is go and see what they're doing.
Yeah, so as you would expect among independent agents, they were all very different. But they were doing 5 things in common. They were communicating through newsletters, so a paper copy was going out to clients. They were sending out e-newsletters. They were using welcome kits for every new client. They had a referral program, and they were putting testimonials on everything that went out the door. There were a lot of differences, but those were the 5 things that were the same. And we started a Customers for Life program that focused on referrals and retention based off of what we learned from those 9 agencies, because bless their hearts, they were all willing to share what they were doing to succeed. I wasn't looking to take any secrets. If they were growing through a niche of, let's say, florists or, oriental rug companies, I wasn't going to give people's secrets on what they were doing for a specific niche. But these were common things that they were willing to share, and that were both teachable and repeatable to other agents.
Okay. So you go in and you figure out what they're doing. So you help expand that to the rest of the Safeco agents, basically, or at least get a new some sort of education out as to what works.
Yeah, so over the next 2 to 3 years, there were another 175 agencies that were willing to try it and check it out and test it. And there were a couple of things that we found. Number one is that if you fill your communications and social media posts and your website page full of insurance news and safety tips, you'll get no different results. But if you fill it full of what you're doing in the community, inviting clients to come with you, talk about your team's anniversaries, show your clients why you care so much about the character and the caliber of the people that work for you. If you share some funny stories about an absolute bomb of a parenting moment that you had that was funny at home, or something that's really touching about, hey, an
Human.
experience. Pardon?
Something human, something
So
real.
very
Yeah.
much, if you share that kind of thing, your retention rises up over 90%, and you can get 7 times the number of monthly referrals at a
Wow.
70% close ratio when the industry is averaging around a 10 to 20% close ratio on referrals.
Because 7 times as many referrals and like 3 or 4 times better a close rate on those referrals simply by being human about well being systematic and being human in how you handle it.
Yes, and certainly that is an oversimplification, but it is also right on point. Okay,
Okay,
so
that's the
yeah.
that 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 that's fantastic. So last year, you retire from Liberty and from Safeco Liberty. You kind of start now being a speaker coach, et cetera, and sit down and write your book. So the book is now out. It's the Remarkable Insurance Agency. So tell me about the book.
So I lasted 9.5 months just enjoying time with my family, my grandkids, my wife, golfing a little bit more, waking up every morning and saying, I don't have to go to work today. And I reveled in that for 9.5 months. But at some point, the part of me, I told you already that I'm weird. One of the things that I just love to do is to help other people grow. So, the knowledge that's in this book can help agents not just make hundreds of thousands, it's millions more in both retention and referrals. So, I couldn't just let that sit in my head. I wanted to write it out. The other challenge that I faced, Tony, I would go around the country 24 times a year in speaking at different locations, and we would have 130 slides that I would give over a 6 hour presentation, with breaks and lunches. It was about one slide every 2 minutes, and you're giving so many ideas, and they're writing notes as fast as they can. And this book allows them to take the fire hose and just sip it from a teacup and take it at their own speed, use what they want to use, take notes, show their team, have conversations about it. So it's even better than what I used to do as I would go around the country and share, but it is full of stories, including 11 agencies who are willing to be interviewed, share their results, and share their marketing examples, which are included in the book. So I'm really excited for agents around the country to see this. And can I share one more thing about that?
Absolutely.
This is the real key. Of the 11 agencies, every one of them either hired someone on staff or did some of the marketing as the agency principal themselves. Where this falls apart is in trying to pour water into an already full cup of an agency principal. You will learn so many things about what you can do to improve your marketing. But if there's no time, the only way these other people got it done is they had someone on staff or the principal that was doing the marketing at the agency. As soon as you get to a point where you're trying to take, oh, let's give it to this salesperson or let's give it to a receptionist, if they have other duties at the office, the marketing will fall behind and it won't be consistent and you won't get the same, have the same impact and results. You need to have someone on staff. It does not need to be a full-time marketer and it does not need to be someone with a marketing degree, just someone that understands how to put up a social media post, someone that understands how to create a newsletter. Most of these agencies are getting it done anywhere between 20 hours, I think 24 hours a week. Sorry, yes, a week is the average, and it's up to full time. So they some people have a marketer working 40 hours. The average amount of time though it's taking these people is about 24 hours a week.
So you need at least an intern that
Even an
work.
intern though, Tony, sorry, I sorry to interrupt you, but the interns rarely work out because they
Okay.
stay for about 3 months. You train them, they're ready to go, and they leave you to go work for somebody else.
Okay.
You're better
So
hiring somebody part-time on staff.
okay. So you need at least a fractional digital marketing person.
Yes.
Split him with another agency, half and half, or with another business. It's split him. Here's an idea: split their time with one of your clients, with one of your of the businesses that you write that doesn't need a full timer, and have them dedicate 20 hours to you and 20 hours to them, or just bring on a full timer and grow the agency to the point where a full-timer makes sense.
So in most of these agencies, they're part-timers and they don't have another job. Now, I'm not going to say your idea won't work because it's a fun idea to think that, hey, here's another way that you could get more income if you wanted to. But what these agencies want is someone on staff that can come with them when they go to a Relay for Life events and take photos and take photos of people outside of work and bring those into the communications and share those things. So there is some time commitment to it, but something that can be done part-time.
So what about hire them for marketing and then cross-train them as CSRs or account managers and give them a
Yes.
small book, right?
That has been done before. The problem with
It just makes
that
so
is
much sense.
it doesn't. I will completely disagree with you. It's okay to disagree, by the way. It's okay.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
not because what other agents have done is they've tried it your way. And then what happens is the CSR gets really good and she gets more responsibilities. And what keeps getting kicked out the back door?
Of
The
course.
marketing or a
Okay.
producer. And that producer, she goes out on appointments and she has to either get out the newsletter today, or by the way, here's an appointment lead for a $10,000 account if you can get there before 4 o'clock. What's going to get kicked out? The newsletter, right? So it's better having an unlicensed person solely responsible for the marketing.
But how do we find somebody that only wants to work part-time?
Believe it, Tony, there are people out there right now. There are examples in the book of the people that
Perfect.
can do that. Some people do have other responsibilities at the agencies. Not everyone is part-time. Others are part-time moms or part-time family members that come in and help. But I think the key is that there are part-time people out there.
Okay,
And
perfect. So
the other challenge is to recognize how much revenue is coming in from this part-time role. I could have them doing more CSR and production responsibilities, but the revenue that my agency can pick up is far greater in a part-time marketer role than if I had them out doing those other things.
Okay, that makes sense. I love the fact that It's based on real examples, real agencies, real interviews, and the fact that they're giving me real ways that it's working elsewhere. So I think that that gives it a lot of credibility, and it gives it a lot of weight in, hey, this is working for other agencies. It's just a matter of finding the model that might work for me.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. Kind of in a radical shift. So everybody, I will include the link, the Amazon link to buy the book. Very easy to find on Amazon. And kind of a radical shift that I want to finish up with what advice do you have for the young insurance professionals that get the opportunity, whether they started there or they started underwriting or something else, but that get the opportunity to become a sales manager, a territory manager, right? In my opinion, I did that role for Allied Insurance, an inside sales manager, and then I did it for American Modern as a field rep. And in my opinion, it is the best carrier side role for an extrovert and somebody who likes to be on the road, right? Even if the hours are long, somebody who likes that relationship management piece and likes to be out of the office. But you did that, and you led those teams for a long time. So I'm curious, what advice do you have
Yes.
for the sales managers?
I'm going to start this in a little different direction because I don't think sales is for everybody. However, there are hundreds of careers in carrier insurance. And there's so much potential to grow and move into leadership development, whether it's in IT or claims or customer service or whatever, or product or underwriting, whatever it is. What I would encourage people to do is to, so two things. Number one is realize no one's going to tap you on the shoulder. You might get lucky, but you are the one that's in charge of your career, number one. And number two, follow what you love. If you so look in the world of sales, I got turned off four different times, but I kept landing in different sales positions because of opportunity. And when I found out I could sell and have a long-term relationship with an agent, oh my gosh, that was life-changing compared to when I used to sell fire alarms, Kirby vacuum cleaners, shoes at the mall, right? The one-time sale where you're never going to see the client again, that was not for me. But what I would, if you can keep taking promotions that get you closer to doing the stuff that you enjoy, both you and the company are going to benefit from that.
Perfect, perfect. So the last year you did a lot of conferences. I do a lot of conferences, but not a lot of agency side ones. So on the agency side, what's really good? So the one that I heard about a lot for a while was Elevate by Agency Nation, especially back in the Ryan Hanley years. And nowadays, the Better Agency is the one that I'm hearing about often. But I'm just curious, in your experience, which agency side conferences do you think would be really valuable for agents to go to?
Yeah, there were three that I used to send people to. Number one was Elevate, and this is not in any order. Number two was the IAOA conference.
I've heard great things about
The
AOA. I have not done it.
third one, though, is for the people with the entrepreneurial spirit that are really looking to grow. That would be Mike Stromso's Unstoppable Bootcamp. I just got back from that one, both as an attendee and speaker. And the people that are there, it is phenomenal, the difference. And it's because you're going to those other conferences, Elevate and IAOA, to learn about technology and what other things you can do to improve your agency. With this one, it's about people, processes, and promotion. Or marketing, and your focus really is on growth. So if you have the entrepreneurial spirit and your desire really is to grow, Mike Strumso's Unstoppable Bootcamp is probably the one that I highly recommend.
I'm so glad I asked because I had not heard of that one. I'm gonna have to look into it. See if I can maybe get him on the podcast. Thank you for your time. This has been really awesome. Like I was telling you before we started recording, I didn't have a chance to read the book before. But I will definitely, it's literally sitting on my breakfast table, I will definitely read it and make a video about it. So thank you very much for your time. I look forward to, well, first of all, so awesome to see you remain engaged. I think that's one of the beauties of our industry why retire when you can continue contributing and do something like maybe not 40 hours and without a boss. Your knowledge is so valuable. For everybody listening, if you've been in this industry for 20, 30 years and you liked it, don't just go off into the sunset. Help the next generation learn what you learned along the way, whether that is teaching classes, speaking at conferences, writing a book, you name it. Like find a way to carry that knowledge forward and stay engaged, because we are not prepared to lose all the knowledge that is retiring. So thank you so much for remaining engaged and look forward to continue the conversation and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
That's great, Tony. I appreciate the time today. Thanks.